On today's show, Volvo is going after the Tesla Model 3. Audi signs a deal to test passenger drones in Germany, and Jeep reveals the new Renegade. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the global automotive industry. Well, automakers are hitting alarm bells over the growing trade war brewing between the U.S. and China. Yesterday, Daimler lowered its 2018 profit forecast because it said import tariffs on cars exported from the U.S. to China would hurt Mercedes-Benz sales. The company builds SUVs in Alabama that are shipped to China. And Volvo says the tariffs could threaten a number of the 4,000 jobs it planned to create at its new manufacturing plant that it just opened. The Trump administration says it's protecting national security, but the trade disputes will just end up hurting car sales. And Volvo is already showing off the first car it will build at the new facility, the S60. As you can see, the styling has been updated and now resembles the S90. And it's the first car in its lineup to not offer a diesel. Instead, it's available with two gasoline engines and two turbo and supercharged plug-in hybrids that crank out 340 or 400 horses. Production of the new S60 kicks off this fall and is also available through the company's subscription service called Care by Volvo. And in other Volvo news, in a move to take on Tesla head-on, the company is going to launch an electric car under its Polestar brand that will compete directly with the Model 3. It will go into production in late 2019 and will be built in Chengdu, China. Volvo is not releasing any details of the car, but the company's head of R&D, Henrik Green, says that the public wants BEVs that have a driving range of 250 to 300 miles. And Volvo does not expect to lose money on this car. It will be profitable from day one, promises Håkan Samuelsson, the CEO of Volvo Cars. But he also says that it will be a high-spec premium car. So it sounds like it will probably cost around 50 grand. And that seems to be the going price for most Model 3s right now. Polestar's first car will be a plug-in hybrid coupe that launches in June of 2019. But after that, all its cars will be battery electrics. And still to come, Jeep takes the wraps off the new Renegade.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
In 2013, IndyCar safety analysis showed that hand and wrist injuries were on the rise. One factor was that molded hand grips on the steering wheels had gotten too large, and that was not allowing drivers' hands to come off the wheel easily. But that has since been addressed. The other was due to the violent rotation of the steering wheel during a crash. So the director of the engineering and safety department came up with a new steering rack that has internal technology similar to a shock absorber. In the event of an accident, the steering rack hydraulically latches, transferring most of the load into the steering arm. IndyCar has been testing the new steering rack this year, and it's been so successful that it could get adopted as soon as the 2019 season. The Jeep Renegade first appeared in 2014, which means it was about time for a refresh. LED headlights are now standard, and the front fascia and grille have been redesigned to make it look a little bit more like the new Wrangler. The rear taillights have also been updated, and there's a number of new wheel designs, including, for the first time, a 19-inch wheel, which is available on the Limited model. The interior features a mild update to the center console area and gets the latest Uconnect infotainment systems. There's a number of new turbo gasoline and diesel engines to choose from, including a 1-liter 3-cylinder, but because the Renegade is a global vehicle, it's currently unclear if any of these powertrains will make it to the U.S. The new 2019 Renegade first goes on sale in Europe in September. Coming up next, Mazda gives the Miata a little more power.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Mazda's MX-5 Miata is getting several improvements for 2019. An upgraded engine is the main feature of the new Miata, which now makes 181 horsepower, 26 more than before, and 151 pound-feet of torque. The redline has been increased from 6,800 to 7,500 RPM. There's new intake ports, fuel injectors, a dual-mass flywheel, and a new exhaust system. The 2019 Miata will be available this fall, with pricing to be announced closer to that time. You know, as we've reported, there's a number of car companies working on passenger drones. Daimler invested in a German drone company called Volocopter. The Chinese automaker Geely bought the American drone company Terrafuga. And back in March, Audi, Ital Design, and Airbus revealed an autonomous passenger drone called Pop Up Next. And now Audi and Airbus have partnered with the city of Ingolstadt, Germany, to test using passenger drones in the region. And these vehicles could be the ultimate solution to areas with bad traffic. You could just fly right over it. They're expected to become quite common in about a decade, and that's why more and more automakers are starting to get interested. And hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this afternoon. We'll have a company called Promethean explaining how its Thermavance technology uses graphene for automotive applications. To learn more about the material, join us live at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. But that's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.